The New Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is Ministry of Ayush Homeopathy Section, the advertisement for the post of Director, NIH Kolkata, invites applications in duplicate for eligible candidates for filling up one post of Director at the National Institute of Homeopathy, Kolkata, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Ayush, Government of India. Details are available on the website of this ministry, www.ayush.gov.in, and the National Institute of Homeopathy, www.nih.nic. The applications, complete in all respects, should reach in the prescribed performer through the proper channel to Ms. Sheila Tirki, Under Secretary, Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, Ayush Bhavan, B Block, GPO Complex, INA, New Delhi, 110023, within 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement for this post in the Employment News. And now we have for you a vacancy from Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Police Academy in Hyderabad. The position of Assistant Director, Computer, from eligible officers of the Central Government, State Government, Union Territory Administrations, Autonomous Organizations, Public Sector Undertakings, Universities and Recognized Research Institutions for Deputation, including Short-Term Contract. There is a post for Assistant Director in Computers at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Police Academy, Hyderabad. For detailed information about pay, qualifications required, eligibility criteria and application form, you may visit the website http://www.svpnpa.gov.in/vacancies. The last date of the applications is 30th April 2024. Don't miss this exciting opportunity to contribute to the nation's law enforcement. Institute of Secretariat Training and Management has opened vacancies and invites applications for filling up the following faculty posts on deputation basis in ISTM. For the post of Deputy Director, Economics and Planning, one vacancy, level 11, 67,700 to 2,08,700 rupees. Assistant Director, Accounts, one vacancy, level 8, 47,600 to 1,51,100 rupees. Officers from all sectors are eligible. Deadline of the application is within 60 days of the publication of this ad. For detailed eligibility and applications, kindly visit https://www.istm.gov.in/home/other. Or you may send in your applications to Sri Ram Bhagat Khushwa, Under Secretary Training, Training Division, Block 4, 3rd Floor, JNU, Old Campus, New Delhi, 110067. Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Department of Fisheries, 1st Floor Chandralok Building, 36 Chanpath, New Delhi, announces recruitment for two skipper positions at Central Institute of Fisheries, Nautical and Engineering Training, Kuche. Group A gazetted non-ministerial at level 11 of the pay matrix, 67,700 to 2,08,700 rupees at the Central Institute of Fisheries, Nautical and Engineering Training, Kochi. One position is open for deputation and the other is available for deputation or absorption from officers of the central or state governments or union territory administration. Applicants must hold analogous posts on a regular basis in the parent cadre or department, or possess the required years of regular service in specific pay matric level or equivalent. Additionally, educational qualifications and experience include a certificate of competency as Skipper Grade 1 or Skipper Grade 2 of fishing vessels issued by the Mercantile Marine Department, and a minimum of 5 years practical experience as mate or bosun on board a fishing vessel. The selected candidates will serve as the officer in charge of the departmental fishing vessel, overseeing all floating staff members and mess activities on board, ensuring equipment upkeep, maintaining licenses, records, repairs, coordinating with the chief engineer for vessel maintenance and safety, and conducting fishing cruises for training purposes. Interested officers are invited to submit their application in the provided performer along with copies of up-to-date APRs and ACRs for the last 5 years, a vigilance clearance certificate and other necessary documents to the director, Central Institute of Fisheries, Nautical and Engineering Training, Kochi, within the specified deadline. For detailed information on the application format, please refer to the official notification in the Employment Newspaper, page 8 and 9. National Company Law Tribunal, Block No. 6, 6th Floor, CGO Complex, Lodi Road, New Delhi, 11003. They have advertised for recruitment for the post of Secretary, National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT. They are offering this opportunity on deputation basis. It is one post open for the role of secretary at the principal bench in New Delhi. The job is at pay level 14 with a salary ranging from 1,44,200 to 2,18,200 rupees according to the 7th CPC. To be eligible, you will need to meet the qualifications and experience requirements listed in the official advertisement, which is advertised on the website. Also, if you get selected, you should be ready to join immediately. If you are interested, make sure to send your applications through the proper channels. You have 60 days from the date this notice appears in Employment News. Here are a few things required for the post. Confirmation that there are no ongoing or anticipated vigilance or disciplinary cases against you, certification of your integrity, your confidential report, dossier, in original or photocopies of your annual confidential reports, ACRs, for the past 5 years duly attested by an officer of the rank of Undersecretary or above, information about any major or minor penalties imposed on you over the last 10 years, or a statement, if there are none. For all the details, you may read the full advertisement and visit the website www.nclt.gov.in under the career section. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.